the joy of being Spirit-led. We hope in righteousness if we have the Spirit. If we walk in the Spirit, we'll not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Sin brings suffering and death. The way of a transgressor is hard. As soon as we sin, we begin to feel bad. Some of us have been used to sinning for quite a time. We may not feel bad immediately, but every sin brings sorrow, grief, anxiety, heartache, without fail. That's why Jesus Christ had to suffer. Every sin brings death. That's why Jesus Christ had to die. If we have got rid of our sins by allowing Jesus Christ to control us, to take care of them, to remove them, to start us anew in the kingdom of God, then we have hope. We have righteousness by faith. We have the indwelling Spirit. We have the power of God working moment by moment. And instead of guilt, we have peace. Instead of anxiety, we have hope. Instead of anguish of spirit, we have joy in the Lord. All things are passed away. All things have become new. Not only are we internally born again, but our very circumstances, our homes, our surroundings, everything we touch is new. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Part number one, joy in the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit dwelling in between. The life-giving energy of the Spirit sap within the plant of our living is to bring forth the fruit of joy. What is joy? Joy is an inner, peaceful, quiet content. I never think that there is anything boisterous in joy. One can have joy in every circumstance of life, in every kind of difficulty and trial, an inner content. Whatever happens on the outside, whatever trials have come to me, underneath of the everlasting arms, it is well with my soul. Peace, joy, flood my consciousness, enable me to look up and rejoice evermore, because Jesus Christ is my Savior. In the world, we shall have much tribulation. But in Jesus Christ, there will be joy. When Jesus Christ dined with Zacchaeus, renegade, criminal, tax gatherer, exploiter of men's weaknesses and Roman law, when he repented and accepted Christ as his master, as well as his guest, joy came into his life. "I will restore fourfold," he said. Joy was in his heart. A joy of forgiveness of sins. Part number two, the joy of a relationship of the bride with her bridegroom. Jesus Christ is the bridegroom. Paul said to the Corinthians, "I long and pray to be able to introduce you as a chaste virgin to your husband, Jesus Christ. Pure within, surrendered, loving, happy." The joy of being with the bridegroom. "This my joy is fulfilled. Christ is one with his bride. I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. His desire is toward me, my desire is toward him. I will be found of him. He has found me. He has put me on his shoulder, and he says, 'Rejoice, I have found the sheep that was lost.'" So the joy of being near our best friend, our groomsman, the joy of that quiet relationship that stabilizes and brings rest to the soul, just as Ruth was to find rest in the house of her husband, the Christian is to find rest in the bosom of his bridegroom. Part number 3, joy in the friendship of God. Enoch walked with God, the first man to get out of this world without tasting death. 300 years, he looked at that little boy that he had begotten, realized his father's responsibility to that son, was so mindful of the example he had to set before him, that moment by moment and day by day, he kept his eye upon Jesus so that he would not set the little fellow a bad example, and did this for 300 years, and continued his walk into paradise. Can two walk together, except they be agreed? If we want to walk with Christ as Enoch walked with him, we must agree with him in every respect. Christ in me. This statement by Paul, that is the heading of part number 4, is one of the most impressive that I have ever read. I am crucified. Is this joy? Joy of being crucified with Christ? It would be easier in company. Ridley and Latimer went together to the stake. They were chained back to back with the stake between them in Broad Street in Oxford. I've stood over that cross in the middle of the parking lot in Broad Street, Oxford, many a time. And as I stood there with the cars passing both sides of me, I said a prayer. Lord, long ago 2 men stood here and died. Latimer too stood there and died. It's a wet day that 8 o'clock when they tried to burn him. It had rained that night and the straw was wet, and the executioner couldn't light it. And so he slunk to the back of Latimer. And Latimer said, "Be of courage, man. Do your duty. I'm only doing mine." The joy of being crucified with Christ. Yet this crucifixion leads to life. A new born-again resurrection, baptized life. And I'm living. But really it isn't I. The I was buried in the watery grave. That old man that my friends knew for 17 years, buried. It's a new Les, but it really isn't a Les. Christ is there. Les is only the vehicle in which Christ is going to live. They will see Les doing things, but it's really Christ that's doing them. They will listen to Les saying things, but it's really only Christ that's saying those things. Sounds like Les, but it's Christ. Looks like Les, but it's Christ. It's Christ that is living in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, it's not I that's living. It's my faith enabling the Son of God to live in me. And I let him do this because he loved me, and he gave himself to me. Now don't stop at verse 20. I do not frustrate the grace of Christ. That's verse 21. I don't frustrate it. I don't do anything that will prevent Christ living in me. I don't interpose a stubborn will. I don't interpose stubborn words. That's my aim. Unfortunately, I fail. But this is my resolve. This is my purpose. This is what I want to be. And I hope it can be said of me, it's not the isolated acts, good or bad. General tendency tells what kind of a man. And I pray every day that the general tendency of my life will be this direction. Christ in me, living in me, talking in me, planning through me, thinking through me. And men looking at me will take knowledge that Les has been with Jesus. Wouldn't it be wonderful if Jesus could say that? He's doing just what I want him to do. He's allowing me to live in him. I've seen many a movie. I've taken and shown many a slide. What does the transparency look like? You laugh. The transparency is transparent. Nobody looks at the transparency. They look at the color resolution on it. You look at the picture through the light. Am I a transparency? That when the light shines through me, men see Jesus? I'm hidden? They don't see Les. Les is the invisible transparency through which the light of the knowledge of the glory of God can shine forth. I am crucified, but I live. Christ lives in me. And when men see me, they see Christ. And I am resolved that I am not going to do anything to frustrate the grace of God that makes me, empowers me, strengthens me, enables me day by day. When I do that, I have joy. I have joy. Joy that Christ has crucified me, that I am one with him in death. Joy that he's living. Joy that I'm nothing. Joy that I'm a transparency. Joy that men can see Jesus through me as the light passes through me. Part number 5. The Christian's glory. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified to me and I to the world. The cross. His cross. My cross is easy. My burden is easy. My yoke is easy. Take it. Take it. I'll give it to you. If you don't take it, you'll never make it. Paul can say at the end of his life, I'm going to know nothing except Jesus Christ and him crucified. He is the one, altogether lovely. Part number 6, Focus of the Week. This week we've thought about the joy of being Christ-led. Christ-led through crucifixion, day by day. I die daily. The joy of living for Christ, with Christ in me, daily. The joy of putting down will, self-will. Keeping it under so that I don't frustrate divinity working through me. I get joy in putting self down. Isn't that an ideal? Something to think about? Joy being spirit-led to kill self every day. To crucify self every day. To allow Jesus Christ to live through us every day. This is the joy that we should inherit. If we allow the Spirit to come to us. Because he brings with us love that makes ideal relationships and joy that enjoys them. The law tells us how to love. Joy gives us the feeling when we have loved. The satisfaction, the peace, the fulfillment, the relaxation in Jesus Christ. The settling into the truth that happily accepts today and joyously anticipates tomorrow.